The head of the FDA is considering a ban on flavored e-cigarettes. Commissioner Scott Gottlieb cited a dramatic rise in teenagers vaping, and he's giving e-cigarette companies 60 days to submit plans for reducing teen use. The Wall Street Journal's Jennifer Maloney has been covering this story. She spoke with the commissioner yesterday. Jennifer, welcome. What did the commissioner tell you?
Well, he considers teen use to have reached epidemic levels, and he says he needs to take action. The FDA previously had allowed e-cigarette manufacturers to keep all their existing products on the market for a few years as the FDA began a process to begin regulating e-cigarettes. But he says he's going to have to reconsider that and potentially pull all flavored e-cigarettes off the market.
Wow. So tell me what the research says about this so-called epidemic that the commissioner is describing. The CDC said in 2017 that more than 2 million middle school and high school students had used them in a 30-day period.
According to the CDC, there was a slight uptick in teen use of e-cigarettes between 2016 and 2017. Dr. Gottlieb at the FDA says that the FDA has seen preliminary data showing that there's an acceleration in teen use of e-cigarettes over the past year, but they haven't released those numbers yet.
And so why is that happening? What are teens saying about what's so attractive about these e-cigarettes?
We've been hearing lots of anecdotal reports from school districts, teachers, public health officials that e-cigarettes, and particularly the most popular brand, Juul, have become a teen status symbol. Hmm. Kids are vaping in classrooms or being confiscated by schools. And we're seeing reports of many, many young people getting hooked on these highly addictive nicotine-containing e-cigarettes.
And the argument that the FDA is making is that when you flavor the nicotine, the liquid in that nicotine that the kids are vaping with mango or cucumber, that it makes it specifically targeted to those kids. Is that right?
Dr. Gottlieb, when I spoke to him yesterday, said that certain flavors appeal to kids. The FDA already has begun cracking down on some flavors that look to be specifically targeting young people, like cotton candy and other packaging that really looks like a kid product. More broadly, though, they're now looking at taking all flavored e-cigarette products off the market, leaving only products that would be flavored like tobacco.
Wow. So what are you hearing from the e-cigarette makers? You mentioned Juul. It's a startup that grew very, very quickly, almost overnight. It now has 72% of the e-cigarette market. Are those companies concerned that this could just wipe them out?
Juul says that they will work with the FDA. They say that their products are intended for adult cigarette smokers looking to switch away from cigarettes onto something less harmful. It is interesting to note that after the FDA's announcement this morning, the big tobacco companies' stocks increased. And that's an indication that investors see these startups, particularly Juul, as taking market share from the big tobacco companies. And this crackdown on Juul and other e-cigarette makers could actually help traditional tobacco.
Jennifer Maloney with The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.